The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now for three charts, well, sort of in 3 minutes-ish, if you add a couple more minutes, it's the Duchess, Nicola Duke. Hi, Nick.
Hello, very good, thank you.
Have you been doing on your old cryptos, cryptocurrencies?
Oh my goodness. Well, yeah, like some of them have been amazing. You've got to pick the right ones though, I have to say.
Yeah.
Got to pick the right ones. But yeah, some of them are great. Jump on the ones that are moving, stay out of the ones that aren't. It's doing all right.
Okay, all right, cool.
Definitely good.
I own a few, but I just, I look at it from afar. I'm glad now the cryptocurrency Twitter group has moved over to Slack, because now I don't get notifications all the time on Twitter, so I'll go on to Slack now. But
it got a bit noisy, didn't it?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. It did. So we're looking at, hang on, I'm looking at the wrong one here. So
we're looking at New Oil and Gas, N-U-O-G, yeah. First.
Oh, yeah, on the thing above your thing, you've got 11th of August, three charts in 3 minutes, Asia Met, H&M Copple. That was from last week, wasn't it?
Oh, I'm really sorry. I thought that we had changed it.
Okay.
The output.
We'll change it afterwards.
I'm really sorry.
So
it says the wrong charts and everything?
Oh, hang on. Okay, no worries.
It shouldn't do. No, we shouldn't. Go look for the new broadcast.
Yeah. It'll be there. So all you need to do is change the title in the top of the thing, I think.
Okay.
Oh, I don't know what's going on. Anyway, okay, let's look at the first one. So the first one we're looking at is, like you said, as I'm scrolling, is New Oil and Gas, NUOG, N-U-O-G. What's it looking like on the chart, Nick?
NUOG looks great on the chart. So we've made, you know, we had a rally from the summer of 2016. That was wave one. Then we have an extended wave two into the summer of 2017. And we've made a nice big wave three. I'm looking for another leg higher from here. I think this bullish consolidation that we've been doing sideways at the highs since July is bullish. I'm looking at another leg higher. I've got two potential upside targets, 1.99 or 2.28. I think 1.99 is the most likely, and then we see another pullback and then potentially one more to that 2.28. But for now, we're consolidating sideways. The bottom of the range is down here at 1.05. I think buy dips, and above 1.343 confirms the breakout. Target is 1.99. So a break above 1.43 gives you a really good, you know, at least 25% upside.
Marvelous. All right, the next one is Sirius Petroleum. Are you serious? Yes. SRSP. SRSP is ticker, Nick. What do you recommend?
I'm showing you this chart on a weekly because I want you to see what an amazing, important level we are at 1.4. 1.4 is the low in 2008 when this stock was first issued. It's the gap from 2015, and it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, we've tested this level 5 times, weekly resistance and the weekly 200 moving average. When we get above this 1.4 level, our first target is 2.37, which is the top of the range from the opening week and previous lows from 2011 and 2014. But then my second target is 4.82, which is the 50% retrace. Getting above a weekly 200 moving average is a really big deal. And when we do it in the stock, we should really motor. Like, that first target is nailed on.
Marvellous stuff. And the third one to look at, Nick, today is Telit Communications, TCM. Now, they've had a bit of issues over the last few days. The CEO has had to step down because of apparently historical indictment charge in the US, and they've taken a hammer in the stock house. But they are in the Internet of Things sector, so it's quite a hot sector. And it's been quite highly followed in Vox because people taking advantage of that drop there. But TCM, what do you reckon?
Yeah, and you know, TCM is quite interesting because it dropped. I'm looking again for the people on Facebook. We're looking at the weekly chart. And it's quite interesting because it dropped to a previous support level, and it dropped right down to 105, which was the 2011 highs. The reason I don't like this stock and I'm not rushing to buy it is we've dropped below the opening high from 2005, and we've dropped below the 61.8 fib retracement at 148.50. Now, they can be messy levels, so for me to get bullish about this and be sure that we're going to continue higher, I would like to see it close above 148.49. Otherwise, I think that the risk is we go a little bit lower to 85.82. That's the next Fibonacci support. So that's what to watch out for. This might be a little dead cat bounce, okay, and we have one more swing. So when I take it down to a daily and have a look, you can see that that was the resistance. This 148.49 level was the resistance for 3 days last week. Mm-hmm. So that's really, if we get above that, we've taken the danger away. While we stay below 148.49, there is a risk that we head lower. So be careful in this daily. But for me, definitely above that level, I love it.
I love
it. And our first upside target, if we can recover 148.49, then your upside target is 236. So there's a huge upside potential. There is a pivot level at 192. So you would have resistance at 192 and then target 236. But while we stay below 148.49, the risk is we head lower to 85.82.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But there's a lot of, like I say, always when you listen to this technical analysis, like, you know, you did say before on Twitter, there's a lot of ifs there. If they hit this level, then it will go higher. People shouldn't automatically think it's going to go higher. It's got to get to a certain, break a certain resistance level, hasn't it? Or, you know, continuation level.
Yeah, it's a really important caveat. That 148.49 is really important. So I'd like to see a daily close above that level. And then, I know, because I don't want people just to hear those upside targets, 236, woohoo! No, 148.49 is a really important pivot, and 192.50 will knock us back the first time we hit it as well on the way up there if we go. But otherwise, 85.82 is a really good support level. If you're looking for speculative bounce buy levels, that would be the one.
Marvellous.
The next one.
Yeah, oh, cool. Marvellous, Nick. If you, you know, you put those charts on the company pages, that'd be fantastic. Fandabby-dozy. And if you send them to me, I'll put them on the blog at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.